Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Peter Elliott. The New Testament reading for today is from John 1, verses 35 through 51. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon the son of John. You shall be called Kephas," which means Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. When listing the apostles, Peter's always mentioned first, and he's always grouped with Andrew, his brother. Peter's obviously the most famous, not only in the family, but of the 12 and of all the disciples, period. Peter is one of the big three, Peter, James, and John. Peter is the preacher at Pentecost. He's so often mentioned. He's front and center. He wrote books of the Bible, 1st and 2nd Peter, and according to tradition, the Gospel of Mark. He's the great evangelist. But the Apostle John, in his first chapter, honors Andrew and informs us it was actually Andrew that first believed, and it was Andrew who evangelized his brother and brought him to Jesus. You see, Andrew had been a disciple of John the Baptist. Andrew was one of the two disciples who heard the baptizer famously say, "Behold the Lamb." The Savior had been found. So Andrew heard this gospel, believed it, and immediately followed. Jesus turns and sees Andrew following and says, "What are you seeking?" Andrew gives the correct answer, "You." Specifically, he says, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" Because he wants to be with Jesus. Andrew spends the late afternoon and evening with Jesus. Now, we don't get to hear the details of that conversation, but we do get to hear the result. Andrew immediately goes out and he must find his brother Simon. And he tells Simon that we have found the Messiah, the Christ. So although we don't know exactly what Jesus said, we do know that Andrew is excited. And his first reaction is Peter needs to know. You see, Peter's his brother, his fishing buddy, his business partner, I assume his best friend. So out of love for Peter, the first thing Andrew does is he seeks him. The Savior has been found. The Old Testament promises are finally true. Peter needs to know. We also hear the example of Philip seeking out Nathanael. And when Philip seeks out his friend, in this case, there's some pushback. Philip says, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote. It's Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." But Nathanael has doubts. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Now notice that Philip doesn't get deterred. He doesn't give up. Nor does he get into some lengthy argument. He simply says, "Come and see." And so we witness Andrew bring his brother to Jesus and Philip bring his friend. Dear Christian, you also know something that's very exciting. You have discovered the identity of the Savior of all of mankind. You know that Jesus is the answer to all of life's questions, the solution to all of life's problems. He is the one who can conquer our foes, our cosmic foes, sin, death, and devil. He is the one who reconciles us to God. He is the Passover lamb whose blood marks us in baptism, absolution, through the preaching of the gospel and in the supper, and whose blood makes Judgment Day pass over us. We are saved. We are forgiven. We have eternal life through him. You Christians know something that everyone needs to know. A Savior has been found who not only can help, but wants to. For truly, Christ wants to remove everything bad from you and to give you everything good about himself. And so he takes from you sin and guilt and shame and even death and condemnation. And he takes all of that into himself, into his body on the tree. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And in exchange, he then gives to you everything good about him. He gives you his righteousness, his innocence, his blessedness, his inheritance, his status as son, his worthiness. For only he is worthy to enter the pearly gates. But he dies for your sins and then rises for your justification, that you might be declared righteous and worthy, and then welcomed into the Father's house and seated at the Father's table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. Friend, you know something that the world doesn't know, that truly God is love. Yes, God has wrath toward sin. That's very true. But he also spared not his son, but gave him up for us all. If this is so, how will God not also, along with giving us his son, graciously give us all things? If he loved us while we were his enemies, how much more that we are now his children? Friends, all things are yours in Christ Jesus. And this gift is available to all mankind. Jesus wants to give it to our brothers and sisters, to our fishing buddies, to our business partners, to our best friend, to strangers, to all. And so we follow the example of Andrew and Philip, and we go out and we inform people that we have found him. We have found him who is the meaning of life. We have found the lover of mankind. We have found him who can solve our problems. We have found him who can even undo death. We have found him, and it's Jesus, and everyone needs to know. Amen. Almighty God, by your grace, the Apostle Andrew obeyed the call of your Son to be a disciple. Grant us also to follow the same Lord Jesus Christ in heart and life, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.